school for children. Now I was sure that unless I leave the house, my plan would not succeed. With this thought in mind, I met Miss Bernard. She then said to me, "There is a village called Kothrud near Pune. You may start a school for children there. I will send one helper with you, who will assist you in calling the children. By doing this, you will remain away from your home and in future, it will be easy to leave home." My mind immediately consented to her thought of intelligence. I went home and told mother about the plan of mine to open a school for children at Kothrud. I said, "It will be difficult for me to come home daily from Kothrud, therefore, please give me some utensils so that I can prepare food there only. I will try to come home twice a week to see you." Though she did not approve much of the plan, she gave me a few utensils. I took them with me and reached Kothrud. It was not possible to get a house for rent there, so we put our things in the community hall. Then we went around the village and informed them of the purpose of our arrival. They thought it would be very beneficial for their children and agreed with our plan. The very next day, we started our work. In one corner of the community hall, I put 3 stones to make an oven to cook the food. I had seen the rice being cooked at home. Apart from that, I had no idea about cooking. I thought there was not much knowledge required to cook the rice. But when I had to cook it myself, instead of solid rice, I had to drink the soup of the rice because I did not know how much water should be added to the rice while cooking it. In this way, while watching the pitiful condition of my cooking, some good-natured women gave me some instructions which were very useful to me. From the inception of the school, within 5 days, 80 children were gathered. Among them, the majority were Maratha and Muslim. There were children from lower castes also. Seating arrangements for the lower caste children was made separately. Though there was no casteism in my heart, I had to do it for the sake of the villagers. To oversee the management of the school, Miss Bernard came there twice a week. In the rainy season, roads were not in good condition. There was too much mud, but still she never missed her regular visits to us. After coming to the school, she taught the Bible to the children and preached the gospel in the villages. She also taught me and encouraged me in the Christian faith. This work of mine continued for 3 months with great enthusiasm. After that, very soon, we had to stop the work because the villagers forced us to do so. And the reason for the closing down of the school came about just like this.